Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hello, everyone in Batavia, Illinois. By the way, I looked up the weather in Batavia. It's going to be like 17 degrees when I'm there. I know, not a joke. Anyway, that's Friday, December 1st and Saturday, December 2nd. I'm at the Comedy Vault in Batavia, Illinois, live, in person, free meet and greets, everything you want, a great show, fun. Get out of the house. Come for the holidays. Buy tickets for your family and friends for Christmas. What a great gift. How about Cleveland Hilarities? We're doing the same thing over there. Mm-hmm. Alex Kahn will be with me at Cleveland Hilarities. That's Wednesday night, December 6th. Then we go to Buffalo Helium. Going to be freezing cold at all of these places. But we will be at Helium Buffalo. That's Thursday night, December 7th, once again with Alex. And then we are at Governor's in Levittown, Long Island. That is Saturday night, the 9th of December. And then I finish up the 10th of December with the Stadium Theater in Rhode Island, which is officially sold out.
Whoa.
They just wrote me and said we are officially sold out in Rhode Island, but maybe there's a waiting list or whatever. I'm very excited to see you. And I want to say this about the people of Rhode Island, because I always speak very highly of the places that sell out quickly and in advance, the Tampas, the Denvers, the places that do us really well.
Yeah.
Thank you, thank you, thank you to the good, decent people of Rhode Island. Mm-hmm. You've came through. I just didn't expect it. I didn't expect to be for Rhode Island to be my biggest market. Mm-hmm. I don't know if any other comedian in the world's biggest market is Rhode Island, but it's mine. Mm-hmm. I'm the king of Rhode Island. Anyway, come see me there.
The king of Rhode Island.
Thank you all. Enjoy a brand new episode of Cover to Cover. Oh, yes. Well, Paul Stanley and the boys from KISS starting it off here. Detroit Rock City. And the reason we're starting with KISS, but normally we'd be starting with a Christmas song to get you guys in a Christmas mood, but we're starting with KISS because as of December 2nd, which is Saturday, KISS, apparently, according to KISS, they're doing their final show ever. Mm-hmm. Their final live performance ever. They've been on the farewell tour for years now. And this is it. Madison Square Garden, Saturday night, December 2nd. KISS saying, we're done. Who knows? All right, there you go. So maybe people care, maybe they don't. But over here at Cover to Cover, we enjoy KISS. Alex's dad loves KISS.
Yeah.
He was telling me earlier.
The nostalgia for me.
He grew up on KISS. So, it'll all be over. And then they're doing a bit, you know, the whole tie-in over New York City is doing all sorts of Kiss-related things.
Oh, cool.
The Rangers, the New York Rangers, having like a Kiss hockey game, and you get all Kiss Rangers merch. They're having taxi cabs that are decked out in Kiss, you know, those stick-on car things. Mm-hmm. They got the hot dog carts are all kissed out. Empire State Building is going to be lit up in Kiss.
Wow.
There's Kiss pop-up shops all over the city. It's Kiss Mania this weekend.
In New York.
And I, as a fan of Kiss, I was a fan of Kiss, of course. Grew up in the era where we enjoyed Kiss. I was a young kid, and it was very exciting for me to see guys with painted faces spitting blood. And, you know, just when I was about nine, all I ever wanted to see was them without their makeup on.
Mm-hmm.
It was, that was the big deal. What do they look like without their makeup on? We really needed to see it. And now, you know, we see it and, it's, you know, it's probably should have, you know, they took it off there for a minute.
Yeah.
They had a big reveal on MTV, I remember, and they took the makeup off, and it's, if you ever watched the Kiss reveal on MTV, it's very of that era. You know, it's very bad graphics and stuff, whatever, or late 80s, early 90s, whenever they did that. And I think at the time it was just Paul and Gene, like Vinnie Vincent and whoever else it was. I don't think Peter Criss and Ace Frehley were already gone at that point. But, you know, it was like, whoa, Gene Simmons. Not that great looking a guy.
No. Paul Stanley, unfortunate.
No, he's a good looking guy, isn't he? No, I mean, he's like the better looking of them. But Vinnie Vincent, I believe now, he's not in the band anymore, but Vinnie Vincent has transitioned into a woman, and that's not a joke.
Oh.
He really has. And yeah, so there you go. And there's been a lot of talk of whether Ace Frehley and Peter Criss were going to join them at this Madison Square Garden show on December 2nd. And they're saying no.
Yeah.
Apparently they were asked. Some say they weren't asked, but they say they were asked and they rejected it. But maybe it could still happen. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
But the two guys who are in the band now, Tommy Thayer and Eric Singer. Yeah, see, I know a lot about Kiss, right?
Mm-hmm.
They are, they've been in the band for 25 years or whatever. So.
Yeah.
I've met Kiss many times. Good guys. Always had a nice time with them. Mm. Decent guys. Good luck to them. Who doesn't love some Kiss songs?
Yeah.
Whether you're going deep diving on some of their tracks and some of their albums. I wouldn't. I wouldn't go too far beyond the hits.
Yeah.
I got some pretty terrible music out there, but the hits are great and Kiss is fun.
Yeah,
and
try live, the ballads.
Yeah, well, they got some good ballads,
yeah.
You know? I think Michael Bolton wrote a couple of their ballads.
Really?
Yeah, he did. And anyway, if Kiss is, you see them live, they put on a show. It's a Kiss show.
Mm-hmm.
It's everything people like in shows, fireworks and all sorts of fun. And, you know, Paul Stanley comes out over the audience when they sing Love Gun. And, you know, in reality, they're two old Jewish guys you got to see Paul Stanley hanging on for his life when gets on that thing and heads over to the, you know, out to the center of the arena.
Uh-huh.
He looks terrified, but it's a 73-year-old Jewish guy.
Feet dangling, 50 feet
in the air.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to do that. So anyway, good luck to Kiss. I wish you all the best. But once again, it goes back to what I always say. We're losing them all.
Mm-hmm.
We will eventually lose them all. I don't know who will replace anybody. The only thing I can think now, the only youngish band that is of that type of music and that type of arena rock, whatever you want to call it, is probably the Foo Fighters.
Mm-hmm.
And they're old. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
They're not as old as some of these guys, but they're certainly not newcomers. And so I don't know what's going to happen. Eventually, you're just going to, the Rolling Stones are going back on tour, but they, you know, we do 15 cities, we go home.
Yeah.
At 81 years old or whatever. That's what you got to do. And I got a link today from AARP. This is not a joke. AARP sent me an email. They, you know, I'm an AARP member, signed up for 5 years. And whatever. It's just 5 years is like $40.
Yeah, you get good
deals.
And
I don't know what I never even got the deals. Like,
yeah.
I guess I could, but I'm embarrassed to go up and say to like a hotel girl behind the hotel desk is 22.
Mm-hmm.
Like, can I get my 10% off AARP member? Is it wrong of me to be a little embarrassed? But I'll pay the extra $25 to not have to tell the 22-year-old girl that I'm an AARP member.
Yeah.
But maybe I'll get to a point in my life where I'm comfortable with it. But right now I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
So I've never gotten anything from them except the free gift they give you when you sign up. They give you like a trunk organizer or something. But yeah. I don't know if I need it. I always tell like every one of these, just keep it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to use whatever you're going to send me the free gift.
Yeah.
I'm good on it. So anyway, there you go. AARP, by the way, what I was going to say is, if you're an AARP member, you get early access to Rolling Stones tickets. I mean, and it's a little on the nose.
Things, yeah.
why not?
Yeah.
Who else you think is going to be there?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're playing stadiums and 90,000, 80,000 seaters. So it's going to be wild.
Yeah.
It's going
to. What they should do is give discounts to people under 25. Try to get some young blood in that arena.
You know what? It's not going to happen. Yeah. They're just not coming in. So maybe they'll come in because their parents are taking them or something. But who knows? They're not going to be. But they're doing fine. I think the Rolling Stones are going to just go out. This will be it. This has to be it. Although I've said that for the last 10 tours, this has got to be it. So. Mm-hmm. Who knows?
And they just put out a brand new song.
Hackney Diamond. They got a whole new album out, and it's not bad. I listened to it, and I enjoyed it. Anyway, enough music news, everybody. Let's get to some serious. There's a lot going on. Britney Spears. All right, here we go again. Last night, it was another Instagram video. This one was as wild as any of them.
Mm-hmm.
In bed, naked again, tits out. Now rolling around in the bed, just wearing nothing but like a choker on her neck, you know, and just looking real kooky. So I don't know if Sam Asghari, okay, the father goes, and you figure, all right, well, he was probably doing something, whether it was right or wrong, or depending on what you guys believe.
Yeah.
But he was doing something to keep things under control, I thought, but I don't know anything. And then when he was gone, you figured at least Sam Asghari was there to keep things under control, but it didn't seem like he was.
No.
You know, we'd see these crazy videos. You're like, well, where's the husband?
He's working out.
Maybe, who knows? Yeah. You know, whatever this guy was doing, if he was even a real deal, some always questioned that.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, now he apparently is gone. So now it's just, I don't know who's looking over anything, but it doesn't seem like anybody. So now it's just wildness. And she made a real crazy video from her bed, you know, just always naked. I mean, is that anything new?
Mm-hmm.
So Britney Spears, another crazy video. We're just trying to give you guys a couple of celebrity topics, and that's one of them. In an interesting story that may appeal to no one, I've been reading about it in different publications, and I wanted to discuss it because I find it fascinating. And I have a bit of a link to the story. Okay? There's a director by the name of, what is his name? His name is Carl Rynch.
Okay.
Okay? He directed a movie called 47 Ronin. It was a Keanu Reeves Asian fighting movie.
Martial arts?
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. And I've often talked about my dear friend Keanu Reeves and the fact that Keanu and myself, we went together to Tokyo. And the reason I went to Tokyo with Keanu Reeves was because of this movie, 47 Ronin. All those years ago when this movie came out, they wanted like Chelsea Lately people to, they wanted us to promote it on Chelsea Lately. So they sent us to Tokyo to hang out with Keanu Reeves and shoot some segments with Keanu Reeves in hopes that people would go see 47 Ronin. I don't think it was a hit. It was kind of a terrible movie. Keanu Reeves is a super nice guy, but whatever. Terrible. Anyway, the director's Carl Rynch was given $55 million by Netflix to produce a sci-fi epic titled Conquest.
Okay.
Okay. He didn't shoot one stitch of the movie.
Wow.
He didn't shoot a one frame, not a reel.
Didn't even turn the camera scene, on.
Nothing. And anyway, he's now in trouble because he spent the $55 million on crypto and weird stocks and Ferraris and Rolls Royces. The red flag started when Rynch started writing emails to colleagues claiming he had discovered COVID-19's secret transmission mechanism. This is before he's got, they just gave him, I feel like that's, a strange way to go about it. You don't just give the director the money. Like, I feel like there's a other, you give the production company the money. And the production company hires the director.
Somebody with accounts receiving.
Yeah, right. They just handed it to one guy.
Yeah.
And he's like, I got a couple of cameras at the house. Don't worry about it. I'm going to make a great movie for you people. How much is it going to cost? How many episodes you want? How about eight? About eight episodes, about 55 million.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to need. Get eight episodes of.
Is it going to be good?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's going to be good. Are you crazy? You ever see 47 Ronin? It was fantastic. It's going to be great.
All right.
So this guy just went nuts. I guess he's kind of lost his mind. And he said he was writing his friends, and he said he was now able to predict lightning strikes, when lightning was going to hit. This is what he's telling his friends. And his friend's like, all right, maybe he's losing his mind a little bit. He also managed to spend the money that Netflix gave him on cryptocurrency and blew it on lavish several Rolls Royces, designer clothes. It's now emerged that during the production, he punched holes in the walls, misusing prescription drugs, and accused his wife of plotting to assassinate him. Yet Rinch asked Netflix for more money to be sent so the production could continue, and they actually adhered to his request. Rinch put the money into a stock market and that Dogecoin. The dog on it.
Yeah.
What is this? Is crypto happening or is it over? Is it because now everybody's in jail? The head guy from crypto, I think he went to jail.
Yeah.
And this guy looks like he lost all his money. But is there somebody out there who's still hanging on and making money in crypto? Because we all thought, I'll get to you.
Yeah.
As we sat there looking at this crypto world, we were, you know, people like me, regular people were like, oh, I don't know, this just doesn't feel real.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, it turns out in the end, were we right or is there something to it and these people just did it wrong?
Both.
Okay.
So cryptocurrency is a currency.
Right.
It's the same as pounds or dollars, or it's a currency.
Right.
Now, the scams come from investing in a currency that has zero value, but valuing it at, you know, well, the whole world is interested in it, so it's worth a lot of money. Well,
right.
It's actually not worth, you know, every time it has a issue, it becomes worth literally nothing. So.
Right.
Cryptocurrency is real, but the people going to prison over it are people who are scamming people.
So I can't go into a store and pay for something with cryptocurrency.
Some stores.
Who?
There is, at a bar in Vegas, you could buy tickets to Mike Tyson's one-man show with Bitcoin only in a vending machine.
Mike Tyson has a one-man show?
He used to have a one-man show in Vegas, and you could only buy tickets at this vending machine.
And is that show still going?
Probably not.
Well, that's probably why. You know, you got to be able
again,
to.
Again, it was in probably another crypto scam.
Wow. Did Mike Tyson aware of that? That's the only way he can get into his show? He's probably like, why are these seats so empty? Because there's nobody knows how to buy tickets. All right, reports have now emerged that Rinch during production, punch hole, that's what I said, if you put the money back into stock market, for some reason, Rinch is now suing Netflix for breach of contract, claiming that they owe him $14 million. Okay. He's not sure. They're not sure why Netflix gave him, like I said, $55 million, but it's pretty wild. He bought four Ferraris.
And a handful of Rolls Royces.
And a handful of Rolls Royces. And I guess just never made the move, never made anything. It was supposed to be a TV series. And there you go. Interesting stuff.
You hear this behavior a lot from authors. Because at the end of the day, they could always sit down and crank out a book. But when the $55 million's gone, you can't just make a movie. You know?
No. Like, yeah. So, I mean, Netflix was throwing a lot of money around there for a while, you know? So they were throwing money at everybody.
Yeah.
But I think now they've had to curtail that, and that's probably why, because they threw $55 million at this guy, $100 million at
Dave Chappelle, comedians,
and everybody else,
Megan and Harry,
and everybody. Yeah. Now it's probably why we have to watch The Floor Is Lava and Is It Cake, because this asshole has got six Ferraris.
Exactly,
you know what
true,
I mean?
Yeah,
they don't have any money anymore, so they just got to make crappy reality shows. All right. What do you think of Sophia Bush? What is Sophia Bush? Do you know any of this actress, Sophia Bush? It's one of the names I've heard my whole life.
Uh-huh.
I know who she is. I know the face. I couldn't tell you what she's done outside of was it One Tree Hill or something she was on? And she married Chad Michael Murray. And now I'm reading things about Chad Michael Murray cheated on her when they were first married. They were married for 6 months. She just posted a picture of a cake that said, get out of a toxic relationship or something. I'm half-assing this story, but I'm just getting bits and pieces. But then I think now Sophia Bush has gone full lesbian. She's like in a relationship with a female soccer player, as far as I know. If you have more details, and I'm totally wrong on
I'll find more on her girlfriend in a second, but One Tree Hill was the big one.
It was One Tree Hill,
she's
right?
She's a part of all the Chicago shows. Chicago Med, Fire, Justice, PD.
That's right. She was one of the cops on one of those shows, yeah.
Yeah.
Because most of the female police officers look like Sophia Bush. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And then what else?
Sophia Bush.
And now she's dating a soccer player or something? Isn't that what it is?
Yeah. Ashlyn Harris. They've been friends for years and went on their first date a few weeks ago.
Oh.
So, and that was written earlier this month. So.
And she just got divorced from another guy or something, right? It was not Chad Michael Murray. Somebody else, and then went to a lesbian relationship. God bless him. You know, eventually just like... No more dicks. These dicks have done nothing but do me wrong. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I can't deal with these dicks. And imagine Sophia Bush has probably had a lot of assholes in her life. So she's just like, enough is enough. I'm just going to get myself a nice soccer gal, strong thighs on her. And we'll have a good time, you know? I'm all for that. I got no problem with that. Sean P. Diddy Combs steps down as the Revolt chairman, after all the sexual allegations that came out about him. Sean P. Diddy Combs has temporarily stepped down as the chairman of his television network Revolt after multiple sexual abuse allegations against the music mogul. A couple of weeks ago, he was his biggest problem was that he was wearing a very lifelike looking Batman costume on Halloween, and Warner Brothers was going to sue him because he looked too much like Batman.
It was too good.
I guess that's what I read.
This guy's got lawsuits galore.
And I remember when he was actively campaigning. Sean P. Diddy Combs was at one time was actively campaigning to be the new James Bond. And he was like, you know, saying, why is nobody asking me to be James Bond? I was like, well, you're kind of a weird-looking black guy. Like, not this...
Idris Elba can do
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Not to say it couldn't be a black guy, because Idris Elba, there are some guys out there who could do it. But not this guy.
Yeah, he's not even British.
Yeah, he's not British. He's kind of an odd-looking guy. He's got, like, a strange-looking face.
He's not known as an action star.
No. Could you mention Sean P. Diddy Combs as 007? Who the fuck would buy that? I'd just as soon watch something that crazy director directed. So anyway, he's stepped down for Revolt. And then the 50 Cent said he'll buy a Revolt. He'll take it.
He'll take it. He's got money to spend.
Is it a TV network?
Revolt. I don't think
Am
it's
I
television.
Am I watching something on Revolt?
I don't think it's television.
Do I know anything on... Do I watch anything on Revolt?
It's like a streaming platform.
Oh, okay.
I did see that. I think they put a lot of rappers in their shows. There's a billboard by my house that's always got different Revolt shows on, and they got, you know, all the big rappers are doing their shows.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. Rappers, they're usually pretty good actors, right? They could get it done. Sports Illustrated, familiar with them?
I've heard of them.
They're the latest media company to see its reputation damaged when they were not forthcoming, about who is writing their articles. Apparently, they had artificial intelligence writing a bunch of their articles on SportsIllustrated.com.
Okay.
And people started to figure it out when it was, you know, it seemed a little like AI was writing them. Like, boy, these Mets sure are stinkers this season. They don't seem to have what it takes to get all nine innings, because they just take a bunch of shit about baseball
from all over.
Yeah, from like the internet.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not coming from a human being who knows the ins and outs of baseball. So it's just saying things like, they can't seem to make it through nine innings. Take them out to the ball game. Buy them some peanuts and Cracker Jack, and I don't think they'll be back in the World Series anytime soon. Yeah. How'd I do?
Honestly, you sound like you're doing sports TikToks.
Oh, sure. Well, I should. So they're in trouble. Sports Illustrated, just what they needed. You know, more any magazine right now, I'd imagine, is like, can we just not have any more problems than what we already have? Michael Douglas will be getting a Lifetime Achievement Award at the International Film Festival. God bless him. He should, right?
Yeah.
He's done some good work over the years.
This holiday season, you might be looking for nutritious, convenient meals to keep you energized on jam-packed days. Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal delivery service, can help you fuel up fast for breakfast, lunch, and dinner with chef-prepared, dietitian-approved, ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, eat well, and stay on track with your healthy lifestyle while tacking on tackling all your holiday to-dos.
Well, well, well. Look at that. He almost made it. I almost nailed it. Oh, Factor. Thank you, Factor. I love Factor. I have to tell you, it's saving me the past couple of weeks. My Factor with, you know, we got to prepare the meals now, get my daughter out the door, and Factor really helps. Too busy with holiday plans, which I was just talking about. You want to make sure you're eating well with Factor. Skip the extra trip to the grocery store, the chopping, the prepping, the cleaning up. That's my favorite part about Factor, Alex. All the prep is gone. You just pop it into the microwave. It's easy. It's quick. They're delicious. They're healthy. They're calorie smart. They have ones that are less than 550 calories, if that's what you choose. They have delicious extras that you can add. What are some of the extras that you like, Alex? You like the apple cinnamon pancakes, bacon and cheddar egg bites, potato, bacon, and egg breakfast skillet, or any of the easy wellness boosts? Try refreshing beverage options like cold-pressed juices, shakes, and smoothies. They have it all over at Factor, and you know how much we love Factor over here on Cover to Cover. Alex, because you did so well in the intro portion of it, do you want to outro it too?
Should I call these people to action?
Absolutely. Go
ahead.
Head
to factormeals.com/cover2cover50 and use code cover2cover50 to get 50% off.
That's 50% off. You know what that is, Alex? That's half.
Half.
Price. You believe that?
That's pretty good.
I mean, you don't get half price from many people, but because you listen to Cover and Factor is so generous, they are willing to give you half off, and I think that's a great deal. So that's over at Cover to Cover 50, factormeals.com/cover to cover 50, and get 50% off Factor.
Thanks, Factor.
I know you said you got a Christmas tree, Alex. You said you got a big, nice 10-foot Christmas tree that you cut down by yourself. Don't you dare put balls on it, ornaments, or any type of...
Why?
Because Gen Z is not doing it. Gen Z's now just tying bows onto their trees, according to the New York Post.
Of course they
Gen Z is just going out and they're getting ribbon from, one of those Joann's fabrics or something, and they're just tying the ribbon on the trees, according to the New York Post, like I said. And what this seems to be, if you read through the article, it's just like one person on TikTok tied a couple of bows on the tree, and now New York Post, because they got nothing to talk about, They just go, yeah, it's everybody's doing it. No, but ornaments are out.
Yep.
Bows are in.
Bows are in.
And I looked at her tree, and it looks fine. She's got the lights, you know, she's got white lights.
Yeah.
And then she's got a couple of bows tied. She's got three bows tied on the branches. I mean, it looks like a crazy
barren
person.
Yeah.
It's not
like a Britney Spears tree.
I mean, exactly. I mean, it could be Britney. But that's like and Britney Spears' tree is probably up in July.
Yeah. You
know, that's when. Oh, here's a girl who's got a lot of bows on her tree. This is a TikTok.
I mean, this just seems like lazy tree decorating.
It's exactly what it is. Oh, it looks terrible. How I decorated my tree. See more. Oh, she just got a bunch of bows, and they're saying that this is what the TikTok people are doing. It took me longer than I'd like to admit, but my Christmas tree looks great with all these bows. I mean, there's been bows on Christmas trees. We got it.
Forever.
Alex, go in my house right now. You can go in. Mm-hmm. You're allowed in the house. Okay?
Just this once.
Yes, you just once. Go in there and see that there's bows. We have a thing going around the mantle of the fireplace. Mm-hmm. It's got bows on it.
Yeah.
I'm like a TikTok influencer.
You're
Gen Z. I'm
Gen Z. Yeah.
So there you go. That's another dumb thing that's happening in the world. Anyway, over at the Chew Boom, there's a lot going on. Cheesecake Factory. What do you think of Cheesecake Factory? What are people's... Is it cool? Remember we talked about it, saying that people were saying it wasn't a good place to take a first date.
Yeah.
And there was 50-50 on that. Mm-hmm. People fell on both sides of the fence.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's not fine. It's great. We love it. We hate it. Fuck it. I've always had a nice time there. I'll sit at the bar, have some iced tea and some of their brown bread. You know?
Yeah.
Butter's hard as Billy be damned. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. What do you get this butter from? Antarctica? It's like a fucking rock.
Yeah.
You know, and nobody wants hard butter.
No.
You try to spread it on the bread, it tears it apart.
Mm-hmm. Soften it.
And thank you, Alex. That's all I ask.
It's disrespectful.
And it's a little disrespectful. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can soften it on your own. What I like to do, let me tell you what I do. I take the hard butter, okay? I stick it underneath the underneath. And I stick it underneath the warmed bread.
Yeah.
And then in no time, you get soft butter. What do you think of that?
I like it.
Anyway, they're releasing a new peppermint stick chocolate swirl cheesecake. It arrives at the Cheesecake Factory today.
Nice.
So get on over there and get yourself that. The people over at Dairy Queen, they're having a good time over at Dairy Queen. Mm-hmm. Now, what does Dairy Queen do? Is it just a place for...
it depends on which one you go to.
Now, if the FBI is looking for murderers or any type of person, sex traffickers,
mm-hmm.
I don't know what's going on in the trafficking world. I'm not a trafficker.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about it. I don't like traffic, honestly. but I feel like the airports...
Mm-hmm.
Every airport I go into, they're really trying to clamp down on this trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
I can't go 5 feet in the airport without some sign saying, "You seeing anything?"
Yeah.
And I look to the left and I look to the right and I, no, everything looks pretty good. I see, what do we got? And I look around. Listen, Alex, I keep my eyes open. I'm looking for trafficking. I don't want to see anybody being trafficked. I
don't see anyone bound.
But for the most part, once again, I'm in a lot of airports. I haven't seen anything that looks trafficky yet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what am I supposed to look for? Here's what I look for.
Yeah.
Okay. I look for somebody who's quiet. Okay. Like they're not saying anything.
Too quiet.
Okay. But then again, everybody's, you know, like I'm quiet in the airport. I'm not. So people will be like, that guy looks like he's being trafficked. I hope they're not. I hope they don't think I'm being trafficked. I'm not. I don't have anyone to talk to. I'm by myself.
Yeah.
So I just, so anyway, and then, or somebody who's like with another person and it looks strange, you know, like, I don't know if that.
Like when you have to ask, is that her boyfriend or her dad?
That would be one. That would be one, you know. But then again, I don't find the trafficker would be older, like the guy who's doing the trafficking. It's hard for me to figure out what I'm looking for.
I don't think many traffickers fly.
The coach.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. How do they do it then? How are they trafficking?
I mean, you've taken a Greyhound. Didn't you see any people there?
I didn't look around, Alex. I kept my eyes closed.
At the airport.
Anyway, over there, Dairy Queen, I figured my point was, if you want to catch criminals.
Yeah.
I think Dairy Queen, to me, it seems like we got a Burger King over here. Freestanding, up and running Burger King.
Yeah.
I haven't been in a Burger King in 25 years. But of course, it's Burger King, it's got a dining room. And they got a big sign out front. Dining room now open. I think it's when COVID hit, you know, they threw up these signs after COVID went away. Everyone threw up these signs. Our dining room's open.
Mm-hmm.
And just calling it a dining room right there already. It's putting a little
stretching.
Stretching a little bit. But anyway, the dining room's open over here at the Burger King.
Mm-hmm.
Right here. And I just feel like if you're maybe on the road or something, like if you're driving from here to Vegas, you got to charge your car, maybe sitting in a Burger King dining room. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I don't know if I'm going to go sit in a Burger King dining room
mm-hmm.
or definitely not sitting in a Dairy Queen dining room.
A grill and chill? They call it the grill and chill.
Is that what it's called?
The DQ grill and chill.
That would be the name of the dining room, or because they serve both grilled items and chilled items?
Well, I think there's DQs. DQ, which is like ice cream. Yeah. And then if you want to get like a basket of, chicken and French fries, you go to the grill and chill.
Oh, it's something else? It's a separate building?
No, it's the same building, but it's branded.
That's how they brand their dining. I think I got what you said.
Okay.
I think I'm wrapping my head around this. All right. So, but yeah, I don't feel
like you remember the BK Lounge? Didn't they do that for a while? Wasn't that like a thing?
I do remember like a sunroom. Wendy's had sunroom.
Okay,
Like a solar paneled room.
Like a
glass room.
Like a greenhouse.
Yeah, exactly. Like a greenhouse. You go, would you like to sit in the sunroom?
Yeah.
Oh, would I? But can I enjoy my Baconator in the sunroom? Yes, you can.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I used to go to a Wendy's. Oh, God. Times were so, I had a sad, sad life for a little while there. I was going to acting school in New York City,
mm-hmm.
down at the Herbert Berghoff Studio, HP Studios, studied with the famed acting teacher Uta Hagen. Don't make me act right now, Alex. Don't you dare, because I'm well trained. I will act the shit out of you.
Okay.
I will. You want?
And scene.
Thank you. See? Back to me. Back. I do a lot of scenes with my daughter. We do. We get some.
I bet you.
We play restaurant. We play. We do a new thing called where I think my daughter's turned into a bit of a scam artist. She does a thing where she says she wants to play a game where she will say, I need this service. And then she runs off without paying. She likes to be chased.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then I'll run off without paying for the service and you chase me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, all right. So it's a lot of that.
It's like dine and dash.
Yeah. And then she'll say, now go back to being daddy. Cause I'm so good at playing, you know, some of the characters. She says, all right, now enough of that. Back to being daddy. And I'm like, well, all right. You can't just set my acting chops loose and expect me to just turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cause I've studied, like I said, Uta. And then I used to stay at my grandmother's house in Franklin Square, Long Island. I would get on a bus mm-hmm. and go into New York City from Franklin Square. And then I'd come back after a couple of acting classes. I'd come back and I'd stop at a Wendy's. Was it right off the stop, right off the bus. Mm-hmm. There'd be a Wendy's there. And I'd get myself some Wendy's and go up into my grandma had like an attic room that I stayed in.
That's cool.
Yeah, like a hunchback, like a like the Elephant Man or something. Yeah. Where they put me to so nobody would see me.
Mm-hmm.
I'd go up there and I ate my Wendy's up there.
Mm-hmm.
Like the thing.
That seems to be a theme of your life.
What
food alone on a bed?
Oh, I know, corner. And nothing will make you feel like a bigger loser. And also great, you know, fun too. Mm. I mean, I like the baked potato. Anyway, enough about that. They got a candy cane chill blizzard coming and a Ooh. Frosted sugar cookie blizzard returning.
Whoa.
For today, once again, to 2023 holiday season. Candy cane chill and a frosted sugar cookie. What do you think of that?
I think it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people are doing holiday stuff.
Yeah.
Which is nice. IHOP launches a Willy Wonka inspired menu.
Mm.
IHOP needs they got to do something.
Yeah.
Willy Wonka's new movie coming out, Willy Wonka, starring Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah.
He'll be Willy Wonka. And so they're going to do, IHOP today announced it's celebrating the magic of Warner Brothers. Willy Wonka, the lineup of limited time offerings inspired by the new film. I don't think that's going to bring them in. I really don't.
No.
I don't think they're coming in for that. Yeah. But what do I know? What do you think of that Sonic? You ever have Sonic?
Oh.
We're just going to roll through Chew news.
Yeah.
Chew boom.
This is just some holiday.
Yeah, it's holiday.
Seasonal items. You don't want to miss them.
That's what I'm trying. I don't want you guys to miss them.
What's Sonic running?
Sonic is for 50-cent corn dogs.
Was that like their Black Friday deal?
I don't know. It is their Black Friday deal. That's exactly what it is, actually. Sorry, it's a little late. Hope you guys can still get one. Like, what's the actual price? If it's 50 cents on Black Friday, is it just a dollar on the regular day?
It must be, too. Because
I think I could swing it. I think I could swing a buck. I don't know. Some of these places I don't know. Wendy's. That we know, we do this lady, the lady mm-hmm. who does all the our countdowns.
Yeah.
We reference her a lot. She loves Wendy's. Mm-hmm. Everything's, the number one is always Wendy's,
she
according
picks
to this
them
woman.
A lot.
They have a new peppermint frosty cream cold brew coming out.
Whoa.
Peppermint cold brew frosty. That sounds kind of nice.
Yeah.
I'd swing through it. We already mentioned Wendy's, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not all there today. I have to be honest with
it's
you.
Okay.
I have a lot going on.
Yeah.
I have to go tonight. We got a babysitter coming. I got to get on a plane Thursday night, midnight. So I got to get that all taken care of. We got to handle things. My wife's working hard. She's got a million things going on at Netflix. She's putting out fires of this fucking director.
Yeah, she's sending this director $12 million extra dollars. Right,
right. So we got a lot going on. And then tonight, I have to go out, Alex. I got to go out to a red carpet event.
Oh.
I'm invited to a red carpet, 6:30, the red carpet begins.
Okay.
So they need me on the red carpet at 6:30. Yeah. If any event where I'm on the red carpet is not an event I want to be at. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like if I'm the best get they got, that ain't good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I think I talked about it before. It's Love Actually, the movie, mm-hmm. live with Sarah Colonna and John. They take me because they're somehow affiliated with the guy who runs it or something, and he always invites them. It happens here in LA every year, runs for a couple of weeks. It's called Love Actually Live. And, you know, I'm a Broadway aficionado. I've been to many of the top Broadway shows, hundreds of Broadway shows over the years. I've seen the best of the best on Broadway do their thing.
Mm-hmm.
These people in the live version of Love Actually aren't them.
Okay.
They're just not. And what happens is I've never even been a fan of Love Actually all that much. It's a fine enough movie, I guess. I mean, I think there's some vignettes in it that are okay. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, it's a series of vignettes. Some of them terrible, some of them fine. But however, they'll show like some of the famous scenes from it. And then you'll be kind of into watching the movie. And then they'll stop the scene and it'll be acted out by live actors on stage. Mm-hmm. And songs will be sung and they make it almost a musical. But you're almost like, oh, okay, that's great. Let's go. The reason Hugh Grant is Hugh Grant is because he's good at what he does.
Yeah, that's why he was in the movie.
Right. That's what I'm saying. He has an appeal and he's got a charisma and mm-hmm. that's why he's a movie star. And there's a reason for it. There's a reason Hugh Grant is. So when you all of a sudden stop Hugh Grant and have some guy coming out mm-hmm. to play Hugh Grant, who's it's not Hugh Grant now. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hugh Grant's not coming out to sing the Hugh Grant part.
No, but a guy playing Hugh
Grant. It's Jim Stevens.
Yeah.
You know, who's from the local theater troupe or whatever. Mm-hmm. That's who's doing it.
Yeah.
He doesn't have the pipes.
From the North Hollywood Improv Academy.
Probably. Yeah. You know, and so you're like, but by the fifth scene, you're like, okay, we got it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm doing tonight. So I got to get all that taken care of. You know, we got to get babysitters and also I'm handling all this. So it's a ton of shit going mm-hmm. on. Had the landscaper come to take down this big bush that fell over. One of our 50-foot hedges fell over, Alex.
Oh.
The bougainvillea.
The bougainvillea?
The bougainvillea.
That's an expensive hedge.
Well, we got it. We got it, most of it back up. It was so heavy and big that it fell over on itself.
Mm.
So I had that to deal with. That's why you had to come back later. We were taping this earlier this morning,
mm-hmm.
and the chainsaws were going and everything, so Alex had to leave and come back. So now we're doing this, and I don't have anything to talk about other than, Wendy's.
Wendy's.
And what they're doing for Christmas. What do you think? Do you ever do Popeyes? I don't think I've ever been in a Popeyes.
No, I've been in one time, and the smell was enough to, like, you know, the grease smell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't like it?
No, it was enough.
Well, they're doing 3 new wing flavors.
Oh, I saw that. I think they're doing 5 new wing flavors.
Mm.
I saw a commercial the other day.
Well, I think they had 2 and they're adding 3 more.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So they're adding a ghost pepper. Mm. That's the pepper that kills you, right? It's like the hottest pepper.
It was the hottest pepper in the world until last year, I believe.
Oh, what came up last year?
The Carolina Reaper, I believe.
Is that
the
right?
New one? Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'll try that. Honey barbecue, sweet and spicy, signature hot and roasted garlic and parmesan. What do you think you get for over at Popeyes for 6 wings? What do you think they get you
during the holidays?
Special? Sure. Sure.
$4.
$5.99.
All right.
Yeah, $6.
Dollar each. That's not
bad. Dollar each. dollar each is exactly what it is, Alex. $1 each.
Does it come with some of their fries?
I don't think so. Don't get greedy. I got to tell you about my wing. Here's my wing thing. Nothing but buffalo. Fuck all other ones.
Okay.
And I'm adamant about that.
Flats, drums, or boneless?
Tell me, what are my choices?
Flats?
What's flats?
The flats.
Like a wing?
There's flats and drumsticks.
Oh, so flats a wing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And a drumstick, or are you a boneless guy?
I'm not a boneless guy. I mean, if need be, I'll have a boneless one, but I'm not a boneless guy. I think I'm a drumstick guy.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I'm drumstick.
Okay.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, you know what? I'm going to change my answer. 100% drumstick.
Drumsticks, buffalo.
Medium.
Okay.
Hit hot. I don't need to go crazy. And garlic parmesan, teriyaki, all that other shit, fuck them.
Mm-hmm.
You hear me?
I hear you.
Okay. So I don't care about what Popeyes is doing. I don't give a shit.
Get that off of this program.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, nothing Bundt cakes.
I had one this week.
You know, it's funny because we mentioned it a while ago, mm-hmm. and you had had it, and yeah. I said I'd never even heard of it, and people were shocked. They were like, you've never had nothing Bundt cakes? Mm-hmm. The hell is wrong with you? People were getting into my DMs angrily mm-hmm. saying, I mean, you're a jerk.
Nobody sent one.
No, I know. I never got a nothing Bundt cake.
Put your money where your mouths are.
Exactly. Send nothing Bundt cakes to us. Anyway, nothing Bundt cakes is that they're doing something for the holidays. They're doing Andy's candies, mints.
Yeah.
Andy's mints. Yeah. Ooh. Those things you get at the diner on the way out.
Yeah.
At least the good diners.
Yeah.
Some of the diners on Long Island, we have Airport Diner and Blue Dawn. Airport Blue Dawn. Okay. Which one do you want to go to after the bar? We're going to meet at the diner. Which one? Airport Blue Dawn. That's what you'd say. You're leaving the bar in Long Island.
Yeah.
You're leaving Tobin's in Ronkonkoma. Where you guys going now? Diner. Which one? Airport Blue Dawn.
So that's the two options.
Those are the two options.
Blue Dawn.
We probably went to Airport, but Blue Dawn's, they're both fine. They didn't have Andy's candies, though. They just had like those pillow mints. Mm. You know what I mean?
Like,
they look like a, they're like salt. You know what I'm talking about. And people just dig their hands in there.
Mm-hmm.
Their feces, fingers running. But nobody thought about things like that back then. You didn't even think
it was complimentary.
Exactly. You're like, what the hell? Who cares if there's a little
poo-poo
on him? I don't care. It's not going to bother me. Nothing Bundt cakes today announced that it has teamed up with Andy's to relaunch their seasonal fan favorite, Andy's Peppermint Chocolate Chip. That starts next week over Nothing Bundt cakes. You know, I happen to notice there's one right here.
There is one here.
Sherman Oaks.
Mm-hmm.
Is that where you went to get yours?
No, I was in Vegas.
You're in Vegas?
Yeah.
So where are you going? You walk in and you say, I'd like a piece of cake.
You walk in, not a piece. You walk in and you get the full cake.
Listen, I don't want to fight about this.
Okay. They have little minis, too, if you want
to. So you get you got a full cake?
I mean,
to bring to your Thanksgiving?
It was a family. Somebody else brought it, you know.
But they went. So you had some?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
You still That's never nice. Tried one?
No, I never tried. I'm telling
next
you,
time,
I never tried one.
Next week, I will bring one.
You're going to bring a nothing Bundt cake over here?
Yeah, a mini. I'm not bringing a...
Oh, no. A mini would be fine.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be nice of you. It's not going to happen.
I'll
hold you to it.
Do you like lemon?
And it wouldn't be my first choice. Okay. It wouldn't be my third choice.
Okay.
So I'm going to say no.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, then I'm not bringing any. Fuck it.
No, why? What about this Andy's Candies one?
I'll get it.
All right. What about Subway? What do you think? I used to be a fan.
I know.
Jersey Mike's has just taken Subway out for me. Anyway, Subway is unveiling. They have a new foot-long chocolate chip cookie.
A foot-long cookie.
A foot-long cookie. Yeah, how do you like that?
I love it.
Yeah.
They do have good cookies.
Turns out, the only one who's interested in food news is you.
Yeah.
Chew Boom. You love Chew Boom. All right.
I've told you, I'm a connoisseur of fast food snacks. So.
That's right. You have been a connoisseur of fast food snacks. You've told us that in the past. Want a little cruise news? How about a little cruise news? Not actual cruise news. Not actual... We're playing the guy who does cruise news. Although I did watch him this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to tell you, a lot of people wrote me after we did our first cruise news. And they said, we all watch cruise news. It's great.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, I've been watching it lately. And I agree with these people 100%. It's not bad. I didn't even go on cruises. And I'm kind of interested in what the guy's saying. Anyway, this might be the biggest news ever for cruise news.
Mm-hmm.
And this is now, this is such big cruise news that it's all over all the news outlets.
Oh, it's made it everywhere.
Yes, the world's biggest cruise ship. You've probably seen some pictures of it. It's unbelievable, the size of the thing. It is now in the hands of its new owner, Royal Caribbean, and it's about to set sail, accepting delivery of the 1,198-foot Icon of the Seas this week. The 20-deck, could you imagine? 20-deck, 250,000 ton ship was officially handed over to the cruise company at the Meyer Turco shipyard in Turku, Finland on November 27th. Its inaugural voyage is set to depart in Miami, Florida in January and will tour the Caribbean for 7 days. According to the news released, issued by Royal Caribbean, it took 900 days to build the Icon of the Seas, which has the capacity. How many people do you think the Icon of the Seas holds? It's enormous.
It's enormous. 50,000.
Well, no.
Just way overshot. 20,000. Yeah,
you're still way overshooting.
Okay,
7,600.
I've never been on a cruise, so
So you wouldn't. Anyway, but you know what?
I looked at a picture. They got a full theme park on it.
They got a whole theme. It's a craziness. Anyway, 7,600 guests and 2,350 crew, so it is 10,000 people.
That's
the population of a small town. Today, we are celebrating more than a new ship. It's a celebration of the culmination of more than 50 years of innovation, dreaming at the Royal Caribbean to create this ultimate vacation experience. Is anybody from this who listens to this podcast going on this?
The Icon of the Seas,
maiden voyage out of Miami. When I went on my one cruise, Carnival, thank you. My friend won it. And I went with him.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I want a free cruise for four people. My brother went, I went, my brother's wife went, and my buddy went. Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
We had a good time. I had fun.
You enjoyed it?
I enjoyed the shit out of it.
You seem a little too cool for cruises.
Well, I wasn't then. It was a while ago, way back.
This was like any free vacation.
Exactly. It was just a free vacation. I was having fun. I mean, I made the best of it. Just going wild, you know. I was like picking up ladies and stuff, and like in the club.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go to the club every night.
Yeah,
and the one I went on, I don't know what it's somebody's dumb. It was like a UFO themed club. It was alien themed.
That's
the club.
Cool. That's cool.
Mm, sure. Okay. Hey, you know what? Seems like you should be going on cruises.
Yeah.
If you think that's cool.
If you like Burger King and the alien nightclubs.
Like footlong chocolate chip cookies and alien fucking themed nightclubs. I got a vacation for you.
Yeah.
So anyway, it was like alien themed. So you'd go in there and there's aliens on the wall and it looked like space. Okay, you're on a planet.
Mm-hmm.
But it was the club, you know?
It was like the nightclub.
It was a nightclub. It's called Mars or something.
That's cool.
And you go in, and hey, let me order a drink. And you go, beep, bop, beep. Oh, we're still doing this?
Still doing that?
You have to pretend like we're aliens.
Yeah.
And you just dance around. Same people you see every night. You guys know you go on cruises. It's the same people for a week or two.
You just keep seeing them.
Just keep seeing everybody. See you tomorrow over at the Dueling Pianos or whatever dumb shit.
Now, with 10,000 people on the ship, I imagine it takes my least favorite part of travel is being on a plane behind people that are taking forever.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to take 7 hours to load this ship up, right? With
people. I have no idea. I don't know anything about it. In terms of sleeping options, guests can choose from 28 different styles of cabins and suites, including 3-level ultimate family townhouse. Ooh, how much is that going to run? That'll run you a bit, pretty penny. It was really scheduled for delivery in early 2022, but COVID stopped that. You want to hear some of it got billed as a monstrosity, a pile of decadence. One user suggested a better name for it would be the Icon of Disease. Oh, that's not. Hey, cut it out.
Hey.
We're trying to have some fun over here. Mm-hmm. That's not cool. I want to hear some of the things that are on it. Well, like you said, there's that massive theme park and just also, I mean, like 25 pools. And just why, like ambrosia salad on the, you know,
okay.
They probably got that, right?
Yeah, they
what
got
is that? Is that the one with the marshmallows?
Yeah.
What is ambrosia salad?
I think it's marshmallows. Marshmallows and fruit, right?
Something like that. Yeah. Sure, I believe it is. Yeah. I don't think it's a thing of the past. People used to love it. So people put walnuts in it and really fuck it up.
Ruined it.
They have the Aquadome guest will 55-foot tall water curtain and an aqua theater, which has a cast of robots, skateboarders, divers, and more. The Hideaway is where travelers will find the world's first suspended infinity pool at sea.
Wow.
And that's barely scratching the surface. They got so many things. What do you think of that?
Sounds decadent.
Among these is Thrill Island, which will feature Category 6, the world's largest water park. We mentioned that. The neighborhood will also have ropes. Thrill rides to let guests swing 154 feet above the ocean. Oh, no, we're going to get a lot more people falling off.
Yeah.
You know, a couple of PBRs. This guy's going to go swing 154 feet over the flow rider wave simulator and a mini golf course.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I mean, come on. You're not going to have fun on something like this?
I would have fun.
I would, too. I think I'm going to go. I'm going to take us. We're going to cover-to-cover cruise on the Icon of the Seas. How does this fucking thing like turn around? It takes like a week to like turn it around. Got, right?
It doesn't. It just goes all the way around.
Yeah, unbelievable. Anyway, so that's some cruise news. How about Secret Santa? You guys going to be doing that over the next couple of days?
Yeah.
People, people will be doing Christmas parties and stuff. If that's even still allowed. Are Christmas parties still allowed?
Winter parties, I think they call them.
I feel like...
At work, they call it that.
I know, but can you still have a Christmas party at work? And I'll tell you why I believe that they could be a thing of the past, because it was kind of a hookup situation back at least, and maybe I'm wrong in saying this, but I believe it's like, yeah, we all had the Christmas party. I hooked Susie, hooked up with Jim, and Jim hooked up with... Mm-hmm. Terry and
Real
Terry
HR
was with,
nightmare.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yes. We live in different times.
Yes.
We know that these companies don't want to be sued because Terry talked to Lisa at the Christmas party. You know what I mean? So they're like, you know what? No Christmas party. We get you one of these nothing bundt cakes.
Yeah.
Take it home. Do whatever the fuck you want with it. Mm-hmm. That's your business. You know, we're not going to say you can't sue anybody. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I don't work in the corporate world. I wonder if there still are such things as like a fun corporate Christmas party.
I imagine now it's probably more of like it's like an on the clock kind of, because it used to be like, you know, we go for happy hour.
On the clock thing? Oh, that's not fun.
Like now I imagine it's more of just like a picnic.
Like a picnic?
Yeah, or a potluck. I mean, everyone just shows up and brings something.
Oh, yeah, like people be sitting out on a blanket in the freezing cold. No, not a picnic.
No, a potluck.
Okay, well, here's a... You guys might be doing, like, at your work, one of these Secret Santas or whatever they call them. Some people call them different things. Secret Santa. What do you call it?
White Elephant. White Elephant. Those are different games, but yeah.
Oh, they are? But similar, right?
White Elephant's where you bring a cheap gift and people... You
try
uncover.
And steal it from each other?
Yeah, yeah, that one.
Here's some ideas. They give me some ideas of things that you could give as a Secret Santa. Mm-hmm. A Smoko Garfield plush keychain. These are 10 ideas.
Smoko?
Under $15. Whatever the fuck that is. Smoko's maybe a brand or something. Garfield may be lazy, but his charm works overtime. This kooky keychain is sure to please your fun-loving giftee.
Yeah.
Oh, Smoko's the brand. Yeah, mm-hmm. Shop a Smoko. So you can give that to somebody if you want.
They're going
to
love it.
Could you imagine somebody? You know, like if you're one of those Garfield, you know, those Garfield dorks. Mm-hmm. You know, like into adults or
adult
into like
Garfielders.
Garfield. You know,
this...
And then, could you imagine sitting down at the Christmas party with this guy? You know, I noticed you have a Garfield keychain. Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty nice, right? Yeah, sure it is. It's very nice. and that's it. You don't want to have any more conversation. Yeah. He goes, you know, this guy doesn't like lasagna. Do you know that? Or does? Does he like lasagna or he doesn't?
He loves it.
He does. Okay.
I think.
No, he does.
He does.
Alex, he does.
He loves it.
He loves it. Oh, is that right? Yeah, so you're a fan of Garfield. Am I? That's how I got his keychain. How about a Oliver Bonus Moth Gold Trinket? We absolutely adore this dashing gold trinket dish. You just put your jewelry in it. That's under $15. That's not bad. Oh, you know what? We have this. We bought this. It's a mini waffle maker. Dash's mini maker. Fun-size waffle maker. An affordable crowd pleaser. You know what? That one's not bad. You can get it on Amazon. $12.
Ooh.
How about this? Sunny Angel blind box figure. Sunny Angel's fan base is, let's just say, devoted. If you've wondered what these odd miniature baby dolls are atop your 20-something coworker's desk, don't ask. Just add another angel to the collection. Trust us. They're stressed out. Heart will soar. It's like a naked baby.
Oh, yeah. They're kind of cute.
It's a cute thing. Urban Outfitters has those. For $15.
Oh, they got little wings on their back.
And they got a little peepee on it. This one's got a little penis on it.
Yeah.
You see it?
Yeah. The one I see is a giraffe head and a penis.
Excuse me? It's like a giraffe with a dick on it? Oh, I don't know about that.
That's a little...
a human dick and a giraffe head?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want that. I don't want that in my...
That shouldn't be a lot of work either,
honestly. No. Uncommon good solar photography kit. We got that for my daughter. It seemed like too much trouble. I looked at directions. I'm like, nope. Throw that in the garbage. way too much. AriaWare little puzzle. Oh, it's like a puzzle. Little puzzle. Oh, that'd be cute. That's fun. For your favorite puzzle peep, check out... We used to do a fun thing when I worked in restaurants. You know, me and all my buddies were restaurant guys up on Sunset Strip. three of the restaurants. Us, Mirabelle Restaurant, 8768 Sunset Boulevard. Right next to us was Red Rock, all popping. And then a little bit further up the street was Saddle Ranch.
Yeah.
We went first open. It was the shit. Mm-hmm. And we'd all get together, all of us, for a Christmas lunch. Oh, it was so much fun.
Like, would you crawl them?
Oh, no, no, no. We would get to go to another place, a separate location. It'd be like 50 of us. And we get a big giant table. We would drink like crazy. Oh, everybody hooked up with everybody. There was no, this is back different times. Yeah. There was no.
The restaurant
business.
Is
there's no.
Incestuous business.
It's just wild.
Yeah.
Nobody has to have a meeting afterwards. So we were just having some real fun over there. And we'd do this. We'd hand gifts out. Reset pickleballs, plastic pickleballs.
Okay.
Give those people. Pickleballs go, oh, you know what I've heard? I just read, you know, we're talking about these Bed Bath & Beyonds were closing up.
Mm-hmm.
All of them are closing up. And I just read somebody bought a bunch of them. And you know what they're going to make them? Well, two people bought them.
Okay.
The Burlington Coat Factory.
Yeah.
And it's just a bunch of shit.
They're expanding.
I know. It's like more shit. Those places are expanding.
Yeah.
Anybody that sells like junk.
South Pole jeans. Still.
Any place that sells South Pole jeans. Yeah. Exactly. And Van Heusen button-up shirts.
Yeah.
That they are killing it. So they're
blowing
gonna,
up.
They're going to take over a lot of the Bed Bath & Beyonds. Okay. And then indoor pickleball courts,
wow.
I heard. They're
going to
do a lot of indoor pickleball courts, which that might work. I'll give that a try.
People love pickleball.
People love
it. It's the thing now.
Anyway, so that's another one. Pickleballs, like actual. You don't, when you play pickleball, you don't use a plastic ball, do you? Do you use like this wiffle ball, or is this just some, for practice?
So I think you play with the wiffle ball, but I've also seen tennis balls that have like holes drilled in them. So they're not, so I think it's either or.
You can get these at Anthropology. That's a nice store
over there.
Here's an H&M vase, a vaze. How do you call it, vase or vase? H&M has like a, you know, they have a home.
Well, we were just at, when I was waiting for you, we went to the home H&M at.
Yeah, they got it over here in this mall.
What's your mall? Topanga Social.
Topanga
up here.
Social, yeah. Yeah, yeah they, cool it's stuff nice. You got some nice stuff. You get that for $11.99 over at H&M. Hello Sunshine Mindfulness Kit. This is kind of what you guys did. This is exactly what you guys did with our quotes.
Oh.
It's like little sayings.
It's a mindfulness kit.
Yes. Perhaps one of the sweetest presents. You can get a Hello Sunshine Mindfulness Kit. Features three candles, three gratitude cards, and one yellow stone to help your loved ones remember the good things in life. Each day you pick a new card. It says, I'm grateful for the warmth of your smile. I'm grateful for the warmth of your smile, Alex.
Thank you.
You have a nice warm smile about you. I don't think I've ever seen you smile. How about this? Two cocoa bomb gift sets. Etsy. Send you that to like you drop it into the hot cocoa and it makes hot cocoa.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
I like it.
I don't like saying hot cocoa.
You don't?
I don't like it. No, I think
you say hot chocolate?
I say hot chocolate. That's I think hot cocoa effeminates me.
Yeah.
Is that weird? I feel like it makes me like effeminate.
Yeah.
Hot cocoa.
That's the only
thing. But there's a lot of there's a lot of things that make me effeminate, but you get the idea.
Hot cocoa. Yeah, you're right.
Fancy sprinkles to go on a champagne glass. Oh, that's fun.
Mm.
It's like gold flakes that you go on top of champagne. That's make your champagne real fancy.
Sparkly.
And then you're drunk and your face is full of gold glitter. It's a little ceramic cat incense burner. And that's it. Field Guide to Dumb Birds in a Stupid World. That's the final one. That's on Amazon. And you can get that for, everything's under $15.
Yeah.
Send them around. Give them to your friends. Mm-hmm. Everybody has a good time. It's Christmas. Enjoy your lives.
Yeah.
Enjoy Cover to Cover. We had this was a struggle. I'll admit. This episode was a struggle. I know I say that a lot, but we got a lot going on, Alex. There's a ton going on. It's the holiday season. You guys know. We don't have the nanny anymore because she's, my daughter's of an age now where we didn't need our nanny anymore as much as we loved her.
Mm-hmm.
She's on to a new family, a very successful show business family.
Yeah.
Show business royalty, might I say. I'm not going to tell you who it is, but show business royalty.
Mm-hmm.
The grandmother and the grandfather, these are the kids. She's working for the kids.
Yeah.
Who are also show business royalty.
So she's a nanny for the grandkids.
She's a nanny for the, no, the
great
grandkids,
wow.
I would imagine. No. Okay. No. Mm-hmm. Yes. Grandkids. Mm-hmm. Yes. Grandkids. Okay. the grandparents, maybe some of the biggest stars in the world.
Mm-hmm.
The kids, also pretty big stars, at least one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's with them now.
Yeah.
And their new child. You know, and we're out.
Yeah.
Which we
would. She's not even answering your calls
anymore. No, she, we got a happy Thanksgiving from her.
Mm.
So, yeah. We're fine. She's still coming back to babysit next week.
Nice.
Mm. So it's us and, you know, one of the most popular
famous
families in the world.
In the world.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, so that's exciting stuff. All right. What else do we got? We don't need anything else, right? What do we got to get out of here on?
Let's get out of here.
Congratulations, Kiss. Enjoy your run.
Mm-hmm.
We all enjoyed your run. I did, at least. What do we got?
Let's get out of here.
Wait a minute. Let's get out of here. Hold on. We forgot to do this.
Oh,
hang
yes,
on, everybody.
Yes, yes, yes.
We're going to get out of here on this.
On a new Christmas
This is
song.
A brand new Christmas song that has just been released, and we are over here on Cover to Cover. We give you guys the brand new hot news.
Mm-hmm.
This is a Christmas song by Hoda Kotb. A couple of favorites over here on Cover to Cover. Hoda mm-hmm. Kotb and Jenna Bush Hagar.
Yeah.
And they have released a Christmas song. And it just came out today.
It's called A Carefree Christmas.
And here we are with Hoda Kotb and Jenna Bush Hager. Prepare your ears for this piece of shit. Who's that?
They had a real singer with them.
Okay. That's not Hoda.
Yeah.
That's not the worst thing in the world.
No.
Well, there's one-to-one real singers doing all the work.
Yeah, they're auto-tuning the shit out of them, yeah.
I got no problem with these two. I think they're perfect for the 10 o'clock hour. Hoda is good on every hour.
Yeah.
Hoda could do 7. Hoda can do 8. Hoda could do 9. Hoda could do real news. She could do fun news. Jenna Bush Hager, you don't want her talking about 9/11.
Yeah.
You know, like if a tragedy goes down in the country. You're not turning to Jenna Bush Hager.
Yeah.
There's
another Chinese balloon or something.
You're right, we're right. Yeah, we got to go to... But Hoda, I got nothing but love for Hoda Kotb. Big, big fan. Everything about it. I mean, I'm just a fan of her. Nice job. See,
gals.
Are they doing something with it? Like for charity or something?
I didn't see that. Yeah, no, I didn't see
Let's
that.
Let's just hope it goes to the charts. Hope it rockets up the charts. All right, everybody. Thank you all for listening to Cover to Cover. I will be in Batavia, Illinois this weekend, Friday and Saturday. We'll do a little thing up front on this one
mm-hmm.
for the next couple of dates. And bye-bye.